Well, next to sport and Gaelic games. The lifeblood of the association is grassroots and at the community. The association is considering its future. It's running a survey looking at payments for managers, player welfare and the amateur status of the GAA. Professor David Hassan is behind the research. We spoke to him earlier.
Well, the association, that is the GAA, has been concerned for some time regarding symptoms of activity that would indicate some pressure being exercised upon its amateur status. In particular, rising expenditure levels, which particularly at inter-county level have doubled in the last decade. Of equal concern would be the demands placed upon amateur players and also other issues to do with the growing number of people in backroom teams, general costs and so forth. So the role of the Amateur Status Review Committee is to examine those with a view to preserving the amateur status of the GAA.
At the moment, we have this amateur status, but there's a lot of money exchanging hands, isn't that it?
Well, I suppose there's no question that the level of expenditure, particularly at inter-county level, and that's where our focus is in the short term, is considerable. It's approximately €44 million was the total expenditure on inter-county teams in 2024. There would be a concern that that is reaching a stage where a lot of people regard it as being unsustainable. Mindful of the fact that large amount of that money is raised by volunteers, and it is a concern particularly for county boards who on an annual basis are having to find considerable amounts of money, many well over €1 million, to fund inter-county activity.
You talk about the sustainability. It's not a level playing field for all inter-county teams because some counties have more money than others.
Well, that is true, and I suppose that would be a concern also for the association insofar as the competitive balance between counties has been itself under some scrutiny in recent years. Put simply, the concern is that a smaller number of counties are now realistic contenders for the All-Ireland senior hurling and football titles. And I suppose the concern is that that's narrowing, particularly at senior inter-county level, and that's not good for any league or championship.
This is all part of an ongoing conversation about the amateur status of Gaelic games. The payment of inter-county managers is part of this, and Jarlath Burns, the GAA president, has floated that idea. What's been proposed?
Well, I suppose there are really three positions in relation to the remuneration of inter-county managers. One is the idea that managers could be contracted on a full or part-time basis, similar to employees of any organisation, and paid accordingly. And that certainly has been a proposal that has been raised by a number of people, including the current president. At the opposite end of the spectrum, there is still a strong consistency within the GAA who believe that inter-county managers should perform their duties relatively without any expense. In other words, that they would receive only approved mileage expenses as set down by the association. And then somewhere in between is an interesting area which we think is worth exploring, which is that managers would still receive expenses, and those expenses, of course, are set by Central Council and could be increased, but that they could also receive a payment, a stipend paid for by the association for participation in an inter-county management qualification framework, which would require them to implement a range of player welfare-related measures, which the association consider to be important. Things like return to training, instances where players are playing on multiple teams, ensuring dedicated rest periods, issues to do with injuries. So there's a raft of player welfare-related measures which concern the association, and almost on a quid pro quo basis, the payment of a stipend could require inter-county managers to ensure the satisfactory implementation of those.
So that stipend, that payment, that allowance, whatever you choose to call it, is there any indication to how much that could be?
Not at this stage, because what we're trying to do is establish whether or not a proposal such as that would have support. As I mentioned already, there's certainly a very strong view that there should be a robust implementation of an expenses-only model. And there is, I suppose, also a strong view amongst, albeit a minority of people, that we've reached a point where we should just contract and pay managers on an established basis like any employee. But yeah, I think it's fair to say this issue is a polarizing one, and it will require members at large to consider what direction they wish to go in.
It's polarizing because it strikes at the heart of what the GAA is.
That's right. It's essence that the contribution towards the GAA is almost exclusively a voluntary one, that that the people involved are there for the betterment of the county at large, and that they are committed to something that's much bigger than they are, that it's not an individual pursuit. So yes, there's a sense in which, more than any other issue, payments into county managers and what the future of that should look like is almost totemic in relation to the amateur status discussion.
Former GAA President Nicky Brennan says paying managers could lead to the pain of players, and that Gaelic games could become unrecognisable to what they are now. What's your opinion?
Well, there certainly is a strong view that professional managers drive professional standards, and once you have a situation where someone's very income is based upon their performance as a manager of a GAA team comprised of amateurs, that is a realistic concern. So that is why the protection of players and their welfare has to be of paramount concern. Now, of course, the GPA, which is the players, inter-county players representative body, survey their players on a regular basis, and so far there's no indication that players, for instance, are seeking payment to play the games. But I suppose there is a concern that if we were to move on to a professional, full-time employed basis for inter-county managers, that inevitably players may ask for similar arrangements at some time in the future.
A big part of this is player welfare, and part of that is that managers would need qualifications. What kind of qualifications do they need?
Well, it's an interesting point, because as things stand, inter-county managers appear to be the only members of inter-county backroom teams that do not need to be formally qualified. And we think that inter-county managers perform an absolutely essential role in terms of the development of players at the elite level, but also in the production of many of the games that your listeners will be familiar with already this season at inter-county level. The standard for amateur athletes is remarkable. So, as I say, at present, inter-county managers do not need any form of qualification to hold the role, and yet we think that by devising and accrediting qualification to manage at a senior inter-county level in particular, that will allow managers in that grouping to be elevated and their contribution properly recognised. And it may be the case that we could reach a stage over the coming years where it would be mandatory to hold an inter-county management qualification to manage at that level.
Well, looking into the future then, and considering player welfare, which is very much at the centre of this, what kind of processes, what kind of systems would a manager need to follow?
Well, certainly there's two main areas in relation to player welfare that are of concern. One is the length of the season, but the other one is in relation to a dedicated off-season or a rest period. And I suppose the question in this area is it reasonable to expect amateur players to train and compete at the level which they're now required to do so for the length of time that they're required to do so? I suppose, put another way, is it sustainable for amateur players to have a commitment which lasts certainly over 40 weeks a year, and for some much more, almost a 52-week in the year commitment? And the view certainly of the GPA and other individual counties have said that they don't believe that that's sustainable. And there's also other areas, such as the prevalence of injuries is concerning, and the amount of players who are unable to compete due to injury, and also the cardiovascular load placed upon, again, amateur players. Those are two areas that the Amateur Status Review Committee has been looking closely at.
Professor David Hassan, chair of the GAA's Amateur Status Review there, and his survey is open to the public and available at gaa.ie.